Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Return to Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30 right after emails and our question, what was better or worse when you finally gave something a try?
I'll tell you the one thing that I never wanted to give a try. I was hard on this, finally did it. Turns out it was okay. It was going on a cruise, right? Okay. It was my 50th birthday. I said to my wife, do you want to go to Malta? I was just in a bad mood. She's like, what's in Malta? I said, I don't know. That's why you go, right? Somewhere we have no idea what the hell's going on there. So we had some friends over for dinner that night, and I'm telling my big plan to go to Malta. And they asked the same thing. They said, why? I'm like, well, why not? What do you know about it? They said, nothing. I said, exactly. That's why I want to go. So, and it's in the Mediterranean, so I know the weather would be great. They were like, you should do a cruise. I said, no, that is the last thing on earth that I want to do. They're like, dude, we're telling you, man. We've done cruises. They're fantastic. So my view of a cruise is just what you see on TV, right? Carnival Cruise Line, Disney,
Princess. Like you wake up, you eat breakfast.
Right,
then what are you already at the new port by the time you wake up?
Well, that's the difference. In my mind, a cruise was. I was picturing like the Caribbean cruise. Over 3 days, I'm stuck on a boat with people I do not want to be around, but there's nowhere to go unless you throw yourself overboard, right? And I know that is a pessimistic outlook, but here it is, right? That's just the way I saw it. And I'm like, I don't like being trapped in a place. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I want to do something, right? So they explained that this cruise line, I said, look, one, it goes all through the Mediterranean. I had never been there, so why not? That helped. But each day, you're in a different port of call. So, like, we picked it up in Barcelona. That's where we boarded the boat. Like, cool, got to see some Barcelona. The next morning, we were in, I don't remember, but somewhere in France, I believe it was, right? Then the next day, we're in a different place in France. So each day, we're in a different port of call. Got to see all these different cities. So I would do that. Again, I still don't want to do like a carnival cruise or anything. But the one thing I did not want to do, I'm not a big, hey, let's go on a sightseeing thing. But I am married, so we got a sightseeing thing. My wife's like, well, we're going to go to Pompeii. And look, we've all seen the stuff with Pompeii.
Yeah.
So I figured it's going to be the size of a football field. We look at all the crap I've seen in National Geographic. It's going to be a waste of my day. I could not have been more wrong. Pompeii was unfreaking believable. Should you ever find yourself in a position to go, go. It's so much bigger than you thought it was. The history of it was crazy. Like, it was the coolest thing.
And that's still an active volcano.
It is still an active volcano.
So this could very well happen again.
I want to say last year it was burping a little bit of steam, a couple burps here and there. And even though they know it's active, and Pompeii was wiped off the face of the planet, along with another city, like Herculaneum or something like that. There's another one that went down. From the same explosion. Anyway, they were like, nah, we're going to rebuild.
See, if,
right here.
If Mount St. Helens, thank God it doesn't. Thank God it wasn't that disastrous.
Yeah.
But if it had those types of ruins with people just frozen in time.
And you said, let's build within 3 miles of this. And that's
no,
the thing.
No one would ever do that. No one would ever want that property.
You get to Pompeii, you know, Pompeii is Pompeii. And like I said, Pompeii is much bigger than you probably think it is when you get there. But once you leave like Pompeii proper, lack of a better word, maybe a mile and a half.
Okay.
It's housing again, man. And I don't mean like a house here and there on farms. I mean like you're talking massive communities, and then they kind of, it's kind of like the suburbs between Tacoma and Seattle. At some point, you're not in this town anymore. Now you're in the city of Naples, right? And Naples has a couple million people living there. But like they said, if this thing blows, Naples will get it. And again, this is a major city with lots of people. And hey, do what you want, but I'm just looking at this volcano, and it's kind of singular. You know, it's not like in this big range. It's just kind of there. And they pointed out, and it looks like something from a Tim Burton movie, you know, when you actually look at it. Mm-hmm. They said, keep in mind, before it blew and wiped out Pompeii, it was twice as tall. So about half of that mother blew off and took out all these people. Anyway, that said, I would not live there. But It was great.
You would not live there for fear of another eruption.
Yeah, and which might sound ridiculous. You can say that about anywhere. You know, Mount Rainier. The difference is, like I said, I think it was just last year, it was kind of rumbling and grumbling and doing its thing, in which case you might not live near Mount Rainier. So like, oh, no, it's constantly, you know, trying to blow something out of here. But the trip itself, it was fantastic. So I thought I'd never do a cruise.
I will say, with Mount Rainier, we've done it now.
What's that?
Like in 1980, like there wasn't that many people living in Puyallup or
right.
a lot of those towns now Lahars will get to.
But the difference is this area has blown up so much as far as population goes. It's like, look, man, we understand there's a volcano there, but just to accommodate the sheer number of people, ourselves included, that have moved to the Pacific Northwest in the last, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
It's like, that's where we got room, man.
I can tell you this. When you're on that mountain, you cannot believe that there's a possibility that the top part of it could be gone.
Right.
Just based on the sheer size.
Think about that.
The size of the mountain, the rocks, and everything else up there. And you're looking down onto towns when you're up there. I mean, it's the idea that that is even feasible is just incredible.
Right. I'm not worried about it, but you're right. It's because, again, when I'm looking at Vesuvius, like, oh, yeah, that's half of it. The other half blew off. But to your point, like, this is a solid stone structure. And with one ba-boom, half of it was gone. It's like, Jesus Christ. But, again, I'm not a big let's go do a touristy thing. That was fantastic. So I got to give credit to my wife. Like, you booked it. I didn't want to do it because I had this idea that it was going to be some lame ass whatever. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? I've never been in a helicopter before. You've taken two helicopter rides.
I've taken two. And so what I realized, it depends solely on the helicopter itself. The one in Hawaii, it was my idea. Like, yeah, man, you can fly over volcanoes and all that, and you're looking at the beautiful ocean. Wife didn't feel like doing it, but in the end, she's like, fine. She ended up loving it. I did not like it so much. Just because that thing, every little heat pocket you hit, and it's only dropping like 20 feet or whatever, but it's if that takes one half of 1 second, and not one half of 1 second, you're convinced you're going to die, but the whole ride was like that. So when we finally landed, I'm like, never again. Then we have kids. We go to Niagara Falls. There's all these signs for the helicopter ride over the falls. You get all the please, 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 please. And I'm just like, I really don't want to do this. But these helicopters, I mean, these things are like Mac Daddy Cadillac helicopters.
Was it worth it based on the view you saw?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for Niagara Falls, it was unbelievable, man.
Here, I want to do a pontoon flight to like the San Juan.
It's called a seaplane, dude.
Seaplane, yeah. With a, whatever.
Like the Ted just did.
No, you were an actual plane, were you?
Well, a little Cessna.
Yeah, I mean.
It wasn't a pontoon, though.
No. San Juan Airlines, they take off from the airport in Bellingham, and then we land it on Lopez.
Okay, I was thinking you did the pontoon boat. So your Cessna, not the Cessna has the greatest track record as far as what you read in the news.
I think it was a Cessna. Sorry, San Juan Airlines.
Just tiny. But yeah.
Tiny plane. But I'm telling you, Miles, you feel it in that thing.
Well,
that's the difference with air travel. We're used to commercial airliner. You get there might be turbulence, but that's kind of the only thing you notice. And then you get on your small plane, these helicopters, you're like, okay, the reality of flight is a lot different than what they do for you on a commercial airline.
And it was that one Friday in the late of August where it was like fall. It was windy. It was rainy. And that, like when I flew back on that Sunday, it was so beautiful, I almost cried. I mean, it was gorgeous and it was smooth.
Yeah.
That Friday was a little bumpy and those dudes know what they're doing. It was fine, but it scared the crap out of me. But I would do it again.
Okay.
In a minute.
All right. Well, the seaplanes fly over my house every morning at 8 and at 9 or whatever time I'm home. And it's like 1, 2, 3. They fly, the three of them fly over. And I look at them all the time like, one day, I'm going to get on one of those things.
Just do it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we live in a place to do it, man.
Right, yeah. I mean,
where do they go? If I book one of those.
So they go out to San Juan. So you could take it to Friday Harbor.
All right.
If you fly out to Lopez, it lands right in front of my buddies with the Lopez Islander.
And then what do you do when you get there?
I don't know much about Friday Harbor. You can actually just walk right off of the deck, and you are in the middle of downtown, essentially.
So Friday Harbor has a lot going on.
All right.
San Juan Island, I like it, but it's a little, Lopez Island, it's rustic.
Okay.
There's not a ton going on. You better have dinner by 10 p.m.
Oh, all right. Then I'm going to Google Friday
Harbor. But Friday
Harbor
has a lot more bars and restaurants right there. Like where the ferry dock is. It's pretty fun. I haven't been to Orcas yet. That's the other one that's out there.
Orcas is worth it.
Yeah.
The family and I, when we were doing a lot more riding on our motorcycles and dirt bikes and whatnot, we would take the ferry out to Orcas Island. And same thing. There's a lot of great little bars down there that kind of overlook the ferries and all that. So if you know that you got a ferry coming in, they've got a deck that looks right over on top of it. So you're just sitting there having a cocktail. As soon as you see that boat coming in, check, please. It's perfect.
I would also say, and I'm not, I look, nobody's paying me to talk about the San Juan Islands, but Friday Harbor is cool. Then you go on the backside of that island, and that's where Roach Harbor is.
All right.
It'll take your breath away. Just gorgeous. Beautiful.
Is there anything back there?
Is there anything back there? Is there a town?
There's a marina that they've built up, and like people from around the world will sail or take their yachts to that harbor just because it's so picturesque. And then there's like little restaurants. I think there's a hotel or something.
Roach, like a marijuana cigarette?
Or like the bug?
Like the bug?
All right.
Yeah.
That's not what I think about when I think of roaches. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is stunning.
I'll be damned. Okay. All right.
And there's a great, I can't remember the name of it. There's a great oyster farm on that side of the island, too.
Is it a name we know?
No.
Okay.
Well, because I like Wellfleet oysters in Cape Cod. Over there, it's Westcott Oyster Farm.
Westcott Oyster Farm.
Okay. You got to make reservations, though, dude. Get the stoplight. Tell them Ted said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? 206-803-ROCK?
Will that help me in any way?
No. Don't tell them I sent you. They have no idea who I am.
They'll be like, is that the guy who met Big Dumper? Had no idea. Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Hummus guy?
Yeah.
This is a wild. Sleeping with my friend's wife.
Oh,
wow.
My friend wanted me to do it.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in.
That is his fetish.
It did not work out. Has a chair in the bedroom kind of
guy. That's his buddy's fetish. Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't work out?
I don't think they're friends anymore, I'm assuming.
Oh, that's weird.
You think that means he just put it to her? Right, because you're saying, this is my fetish. I want to see you have sex with my wife.
Right.
So the only thing you could do wrong, my thought, is just absolutely toe curling.
Slaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's
making noises he's never even heard before.
Exactly. That's the only, this is your fetish. I'm doing this for you.
He can't ever have sex with her anymore because she's just thinking about this.
Yeah. Damn. That's why it's a bad idea.
Just took it.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? This one says nightclubs. Grew up in a super religious house, so I was never allowed to go. Then I moved out and found them just really boring and overwhelming. You can't actually have a conversation. You had to scream at everybody. People seem to be acting to look cool and get laid, and it was also super expensive.
I'm not going to down talk nightclubs too much, but I feel like I would have a similar experience.
I think you would, but
it's not my flavor.
Have you been to one?
You know you're going to yell, and everyone is trying to get laid. That's why you're here. Like before they had Tinder or whatever it is, where you're just trying to go to the club. Everyone's kind of down.
Right.
Yeah. No, and I also feel like I have hit the cutoff on age.
Oh, for sure.
So if I walk into a nightclub,
somebody's dad's here.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable. I should not be there.
You got to be in VIP.
Are you somebody's Uber?
Right. Seriously. I mean,
somebody call an Uber.
No, if I was a bartender working there, working the door, that's a different story. If I was a manager, that's a different story. But to be a patron at my age,
no, you got to go. You got to be in the VIP.
You got to have a fat stack of cash.
I would also say too, depends on where you are, right? Like if you're in Vegas, I highly recommend people go try a nightclub. Now some of them are way too expensive, but we used to do it all the time. When I was in my 20s, like even here, Pioneer Square still had a lot of nightclubs.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, my buddies run Vice up on Capitol Hill. I was in there. I should stop. Mm-hmm. I like nightclubs.
Okay. Yeah, see.
But you got us in the VIP, I guess, right?
That is true. I was in VIP, and I knew the DJ, now, so that helped.
Well, of course
is,
you now, like it. But the Seahawks games, the suites are fantastic.
Now, I've never been.
But I'm just saying, after about 35, you look so old. Yes.
All right. Oh, God. What is what? Okay, so I've never been in VIP at a club. Yeah. So what is, do you have a separate bar in there?
It depends. Like Q,
a separate dance.
Q has like floor. A VIP area that there is a different bar back there.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
So it depends on the quicker. Club for sure.
Right, and then some places VIP might, or you just like we were sitting behind the DJ advice. So then like the waitress has just come up and be like, hey, what can I get you?
Yeah, right,
this and that.
So there are other people back there too. So do you basically correct. Just stay with the people you're with, or do all the VIP people mingle with each other?
It depends. They were much younger. They didn't want to mix with us too nice, but their security is really nice. So when they encroached in our air, they were like, hey, okay. These guys are VIP.
All right.
Settle down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could still go to... Now, Vegas is different.
Vegas is a
lot of
different.
Ages. So, like, yeah. You could still go to nightclubs, but it helps. I have people that work in that industry that are friends. I don't know that I would just...
Roll into them.
For instance, VIP behind the DJ, start talking to a girl. She's obviously much younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I said, you know, for a change, I'll buy you a drink. Let's go get a drink. And within 2 minutes, her friend was on her and dragged her off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you with that creepy old man?
Basically.
Yeah. I mean, you know the game. You know why her friend showed up. You should have just been like, hey, can you give it a minute? Mm-hmm.
But there is a certain age, too, where it gets tough. Because there's still nights where it's like, man, I want to go out and dance. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not going to dance at the local.
You're going to have to go to a country spot. Then it's okay, I bet.
Yeah, Little Redhead, they're always dancing.
Yeah. But do they dance the way you like to dance?
No.
Like, country is a lot of dances, but I'm like, but it's all this unison thing. But rarely do you see just like an individual
dance. Yeah, we know you can dance, but could you blend into the country dance world? I mean, do you have those moves, whatever they are?
Can I do the Texas two-step?
I'm sure you could.
I could figure it out.
Country dancing seems to require less dexterity and more unison, right? Kind of watch what the person next to you is doing and do the best you can to do that. Where
there's no free
Ted breaks it down.
Yeah.
Like Ted's dancing. You look at him and go, that's a guy who's dancing.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I'm going to see Diplo at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
Will you be dancing at 11 a.m.?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Plus, I'm doing a 5K first.
Consider that rum cut.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be obnoxious all day in Fremont. You? Miles, if you run into me, you do 5K today? I did.
What was better or worse when you finally gave something a try? Here's another one. Edibles. Panic Attack City. And it doesn't really matter if I'm in a controlled environment or not. Yep. It just drives me nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
I love them.
No, I'm out.
Same. I love them.
But... Yeah, you're saying edibles specifically?
Yeah. The only thing that I'll do is there's certain mints that the lady and I have discovered that are great before a flight. They are great if you just want to chill out for a little
bit. How many milligrams?
5.
Okay, yeah, my wife picked up some tenors. And she was like, I couldn't sleep because I felt like my leg had detached from my body. It was laying on the floor. I said, well, why would you get 10 milligrams? You don't smoke like I do or anything like that. She's like, I know.
Well,
it seemed like a good idea.
My thing is, I forget that I take them. And then 45 minutes later, I'm like, what is going on? Like, I don't even really know if I'm enjoying this. But then I realize, oh, I ate that brownie or whatever the deal is. And then I'm like, because I know when I'm eating it, I know I took it.
But it takes a while.
But it takes a while. And when it does set in, it makes me forget that I did.
Right. You forgot.
Because you're stoned.
About it.
And that's the thing.
Exactly.
You're stoned, so you kind of forgot. You forgot that you're stoned. You just wonder why you're so laser focused on something or whatever. Then you're like, oh, that's right.
No matter what, if I take like 7 milligrams at that point, I feel like I'm about to die.
Really?
I'm going to die.
What was the dosage on the ones that we took when we were going to Spokane?
The brownies. Oh, those guys.
Oh, Spokane. Those were 100 a piece.
100 milligrams.
Oh.
Is that why we were so messed up?
I didn't take any of those.
Oh, I ate two of them.
Thank God. I did not eat any of those.
Yeah. Well, you. You tend to do that. It's not working.
Yeah, it was.
And then it's like, oh. And I'm like, it is working. You gotta let it chill.
Come on,
I mean,
man.
Nobody had a higher arc than I did. Like, wow, I'm dying laughing. Then we stopped to get fast food. And then I just passed out.
Yeah, he just had the backseat all to himself. He just stretched out.
This guy's,
But I remember Mike going, what are you laughing at? I was like, I don't know.
Oh, Mike, the cows are laying down. You know what that means.
It's going to rain. Couple more. skiing, that rate of speed plus my severe anxiety did not work out. I didn't break my ankles, but part of my soul died that day.
I want to get back into snowboarding. I will never go snowmobiling again.
That's fair.
I shouldn't say never. I would. She'd have to be really hot.
Well, just not where you were.
Correct. If it's flat land,
yeah. But that's still dangerous. That's where I went underneath the fence.
Yeah, just chalet. So
that's helping.
Yeah, I mean, it was a farm. It was farmland.
Yeah,
and it was a wooden fence, just the post going across. I went in between the two with my skis in the front of the snowmobile, and I just stopped and I went flying.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped. It stopped the snowmobile. It didn't break through the fence, which is impressive.
You're a bad Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. That was the end of that. What was it? Black Cat, I think was the name of that thing. Las Vegas. I can see how it would be an absolute riot for some. I just don't gamble. And if you've been to one casino, you've been to every casino. And I'm really not a big fan of the shows either.
See, I don't gamble, but I love to drink. And all I have to do is sit at a slot machine and they hand me free drinks all night. I'm like, dude. And people watching, 10 million people you talk to, the hookers you turn away. It's like, this is fine,
And I'm
man.
Sorry, no. You've seen one hotel, you've seen them all. Not really. Each hotel has its own flair if you just look for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been to Vegas twice the last couple of years to go see shows of the Sphere. But I don't know. Sometimes I think I'd rather have a beach cabin or a cabin in the woods and hang
out. Yep, it's a busy vacation.
Cabin in the woods.
Here's another one. Amusement parks. Absolutely nothing enjoyable happens there.
What?
I've been dragged to several around the country, and I always end up just keeping an eye on other people's kids to make sure they don't get kidnapped while the parents shovel funnel cakes into each other's mouth and stand in line for hours to ride a ride. See, I like a good amusement park.
I'm with you. I love them. I love rides.
Very selective about what I get on.
Just give me the roller coasters, man.
Just give me the roller coasters and I am good.
I'd like the Lady and the Tramp a funnel cake with a chick.
A funnel cake?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a funnel cake?
I
got one in August, and it is beach town in Delaware. Man, I watched him make it. It was so good. But the thing is the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah.
And it's just grease and sugar, man.
But it's gone quick. If you did three or four people,
I took like two bites. It was really good, but I could just feel my stomach going, please don't eat anymore. So walked back to the house, told the kids, all the cousins were there. I said, hey, guys, if you want any of this funnel cake, that's about what came out of my mouth. And they just descended on. They were like piranhas, man. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.